I have a great show for you, long overdue. On today's show, Season 4, Episode 4, Clinging to Absurdity. I talk a small bit about the philosophy of absurdity by French philosopher Albert Camus and relate it to Taoism. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello. How are you doing, my friend? I kind of let time slip by, got caught up with things. You know how it goes. So let me just dive into what we're going to talk about today. Over a year ago, I had formed a meetup group, a Taoism meetup group, and I met many interesting people. And these were people that were well-educated. Probably each person in the group could have led their own philosophy group. Anyway, one of these people that I met through this meetup group was talking to me over a video platform discussion the other day. And it was kind of timely because I was debating with myself what I could talk about with you next and how you and I could spend our time together on this show. And my friend brings up Camus, Albert Camus, spelled C-A-M-U-S, who is a French philosopher who had won the Nobel Prize shortly before his death in 1960. Camus was prominent for his writings about a philosophy called absurdity. Let me give you my best shot at trying to explain absurdity. I think the wheels in your head will begin to turn, and on your own, you'll relate it to Taoism. So here it goes. So, as humans, we like order. We like to have order, predictability, meaning, and a life purpose for and in our lives. Am I right? I mean, during my 30 years as a therapist, I really push people to find meaning and purpose in their lives and use that as a remedy to help with things like depression and getting through despair and grief and loss. Guess what? I still do this in my career in law enforcement. I talk with people about how we attach meaning and value to our life roles, our jobs, and sometimes things like our social status or financial status. And we seem to point to people who are successful and happy. And there's many books and things that attribute this to these people having purpose-driven goals, right? Well, Camus said that absurdity is the conflict that's created when you take our need for purpose and meaning and you combine that when we're faced with an unpredictable, seemingly chaotic, unfair, and unintelligible world. It's not so much that the world is absurd, but that this absurdity is created by our need for order and predictability and purpose. And yet we find ourselves in a world that's chaotic, destructive, cruel, and irrational. So the conflict is where the absurdity is. We try to make order when there often is none. And we try to have predictability in an unpredictable world. So what is the way we deal with this absurdity? You may think maybe this is going to lead into nihilism and go in a depressing direction, but not really. The way to deal with this that Camus proposes, as my friend reminded me, is of acceptance. And that's not like the depressive acceptance, but more like the acceptance we've talked about in the past in previous episodes. So what does that mean practically, to accept chaos, to relinquish purpose and meaning? Does that mean we don't have any goals? In Taoism, when we talk about things like Winnie the Pooh and how he lives in the moment and how Lao Tzu drifts aimlessly without direction or destination, is that what we're talking about? So we just live in the moment, deny any responsibility, and not set any goals? No. We just don't cling as much and as hard to having things our way, to our jobs and our roles, and to having predictability in an unpredictable world. Acceptance. So we are all just small specks of dust in the universe and we don't have value? Well, we don't know. Probably not. But either way, we have some control, but we're clearly not in the driver's seat. Trying to attach our sense of meaning and purpose and pushing too hard, clinging too hard to having to have things our way doesn't work. Does that make sense? Attaching too much investment in a particular goal, trying to have order and too much predictability, sets us up for failure. Living in the here and now doesn't mean not having goals, not living up to our responsibilities, or not finding pride in our accomplishments. It just means we can't be in the driver's seat of projecting our order, our purpose, and applying our values on everything and everyone around us. And that is Taoism. That is our humility. That is our sharing and genuineness. And that is compassion for all around us as we all suffer. Acceptance. We live knowing that there is chaos, there is cruelty, there is unpredictability. And we know we're human. We're going to try to make sense of this. That's what our brains do. We've talked about this before. Our brains try to make sense in order. Our brains try to problem solve. That's our humanity. Moderation is hidden there somewhere too. I've often told the person that feels suicidal to go out and find meaning and purpose because they feel like there's no meaning or purpose in their lives anymore. But we can go too far with it with the average person. If we steer ourselves or other people into being, you know, into this, you must be this, or you must be that, or you must be in this role, or I must have this, or I have to have that. If it doesn't happen exactly as we want it, we set up despair. We make things far worse. How often do we try to impose our sense of meaning on the world around us? We superimpose our values, our politics, our beliefs to make order and justify that which can't be explained or justified. And as I have said before, whenever we think we can explain things, life proves to us that not everything can be explained. Am I right? I do not profess to be an expert on Camus. I also wish I would have read his book, The Plague. It's about the Black Plague, and he interjects his philosophy in there, which is really appropriate for today's time with the COVID going on. What I'd like to do in the future is bring a few guests on the show. I'd like to bring the guest that I was talking to the other day on the video platform, and I think you'd find him very entertaining and enlightening. Anyway, let's take a break. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. If you love this podcast, you'll love the book. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. I can't thank you enough for listening to the show. I hope that this is not your starting point in the show. For those who haven't started back on Season 1, Episode 1, that's really the place you want to start. For longtime listeners, welcome back. I know it's hard to stick with a podcast, especially one that lacks consistency. And I really wanted to do some cool things with the show this season, but the COVID kind of put a damper on such things, such as having a group show, maybe a show in public, and a few other fun things. We'll just have to see. On this show, I wanted to wait on listener mail questions, but I am amazed at the background of people who listen. I have seen newbies to philosophy, people who are fundamentalist Christians who fit Taoism into their worldview, Buddhist, atheist, anarchist, and people of various ages from all over the world. I feel way too humble and unworthy, yet I realize that I can take some of the pressure off myself because I'm not here to be your savior or the answer. I'm your teacher. I can be your fellow human, your partner in all this, but I don't have to have all the answers. And that's why we're both here, right? We're here to explain the answers, right? I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see if you've been paying attention to this episode. We can't explain it all. Taoism is not the instruction book. It's the table of contents. It's kind of like the map without the legend. Stay strong. Until next time, I'll try not to take too long until the next episode. And I do want to bring on a guest. So I will talk to you next time we get together. Thank you. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Code CMC production.